Well, you know, we at one time were encouraged. During lame duck, we expected that Congress would address many issues. Certainly those financial issues, those tax concerns that were addressed by the fiscal cliff. We also were hopeful that there would be certain programs that were going to be reduced or revised, adjusted, and certain programs that might be added to existing activities on the federal level. That's where our miscellaneous tariff bill, that's where the National Citrus Research Trust Fund could have had the opportunity to be hooked on to any existing or renewal or new legislation. And as everybody knows, that did not happen. That's unfortunate. The fiscal cliff debate took primary and nearly exclusive attention of Congress. And so now we're in a situation where we really look for opportunities to get the trust fund passed, and it didn't happen. So next step is to, we're still encouraged. We have been in correspondence nearly daily with Senator Bill Nelson's office looking for those opportunities. It did not happen during the lame duck session. And so for the last calendar year, as reported, the legislation is quote-unquote dead. But we're still encouraged. It's Mutual's number one highest priority. There'll be many programs that need to be addressed the next 30, 60, 90 days, all through the spring. Many programs that are going to be need authorization and appropriation. And so we're still encouraged there'll be that opportunity for our trust fund. So long and short, disappointed on one side of the ledger, but still encouraged on the other side of the ledger that we'll still have an opportunity.
You know, this bill had gone through, I believe, the Finance Committee, which Senator Nelson, I think, sits on, and had been approved. Does that have to happen again now, or do you know that process?
And you know what? There's many different opportunities. Our trust fund that did, as you properly reported, it did pass the Senate Finance Committee, as well as the Cotton and the Wool Trust Fund. Now the big question for our United States senators, now can that still be packaged, or do we have to go back to square one? Senator Bill Nelson has really taken a leadership role on this process, and I would have to, of course, defer to him as to the next possible best steps. So there's still some wind-down activity in D.C., and then we certainly look forward as soon as later this month to see how we can advance our issue forward.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.